Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys Insider, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, is on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Mike, what's the latest? What do we know about what's going on here in this situation?
Yeah, you're right about the allegedlies and the sources and the being careful there. And
yeah.
I think somebody in this circumstance deserves that. But the number of times that Ezekiel Elliott has found himself embroiled in this sort of controversy is on the verge to the NFL of being overwhelming evidence that he is deserving of, at the very least, a warning shot. And at one point, before this weekend, the warning shot was going to be a meeting in New York where Ezekiel Elliott would get to face his NFL accusers and get to explain, no, I didn't do that. No, I wasn't guilty of that. No, you got that one wrong. Yes, I did do that one. And then the NFL could very possibly have suspended him for 2 games, 1 game, or 0 games. That was unusual enough because if you're found, quote, guilty by the NFL of domestic violence, that's supposed to be a 6-game suspension. So in that sense, the NFL seemed pretty open-minded in regard to what it was going to do to Elliott. But on Sunday night at a club/restaurant called Clutch, Ezekiel Elliott was present for quite some time over the course of the afternoon and the evening. There was an altercation. He was involved in it at some level. It seems fairly clear to many that he was the one that threw the punch, but I'm not ready to report that as fact. Again, that seems fairly clear. Police were involved, an ambulance was involved, and now Ezekiel Elliott, who was already facing a buildup of allegations that were going to combine together to have the NFL quite possibly suspend him, now he's got one more log on that troublesome fire.
Mike, if I'm reading this correctly from some of the reports I saw today, it seems like he may have been like one of his buddies that he punched in the face. If that was the case, you would assume his buddy's not going to maybe not press any charges and chalk it up to, you know, maybe a little bit too much boozing and you know, kind of heated argument with your buddy. Am I reading that correctly or is that not right?
Well, what I've reported here on our website, CowboysHQ.com, is that, yeah, that part of town, that part of Dallas, and Cleveland has this part of town, this sort of area, too, where, hey, it's a bar district, and we're all friends, and all the owners of all the bars are all kind of in cahoots together, and we're all having a big old time. So, yeah, my understanding is that all the people that were involved, which probably included a couple of women, that they all are acquaintances, at the very least, because they all travel in this same circle. I've only half-jokingly, over the course of the last year here, called Ezekiel Elliott the mayor of McKinney Avenue. That's the neighborhood where a lot of these clubs are. He very much likes that social scene and that party scene, and there's nothing wrong with that until you've got all this evidence, this NFL evidence, stacked up against you. And you're right. I am I'm taking an educated guess that because of the relationship of everybody involved, bar owners included, that this thing will go away legally. But that doesn't mean at all that it'll go away in the eyes of the league.
Mike, it was a man that got hit, though, right?
It was a man that got hit.
Okay. You know, you say it's not a big deal that he likes to party and he goes there all the time. And you're right, on its own, it's not. But considering he's had multiple incidents in terms of bar fights, the incident where he pulled up the girl's shirt at Mardi Gras, I think that was.
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, right. The fact that, you know, he was accused of domestic violence, even though that kind of went away also, you'd think he'd want to tone it down a little bit, no?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's Friday, and I'm days away from going to Manhattan.
Right.
And meeting with the commissioner's office. And facing my accusers and having the opportunity to tell them that I've been found innocent of these domestic violence charges by police officials in Ohio, as you know, in Texas, and in Florida. and that what I'm guilty of is I'm kind of a goofball. But then comes this weekend, and the Sunday night involvement, and Zeke's involved at some level, and then some Saturday night excess, and some Friday night excess. Somebody might suggest that Ezekiel Elliott's behavior here is he's almost thumbing his nose at the authorities, who aren't just ordering him to, because they're meanies, ordering him to slow down. They're begging him to slow down because he is a crown jewel on America's team. The league doesn't want to suspend one of its 10 great stars, and that's what Zeke is right now. The league would love to have had Ezekiel Elliott go the full 33 days here without trouble, and by gosh, he lasted 32 of them.
Amazing. Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, is our guest. Mike, in terms of the Cowboys, is there like – do they let him get away with this stuff? Do they just say, oh, I'll chalk it up to just immaturity? Is there a sense of entitlement from Zeke? I know you kind of said he's rubbing the finger in the face of the commissioner there, but what about the Cowboys from their perspective?
Yeah, it's great when you have somebody who's 21 and a millionaire and single and somehow doesn't think they're indestructible, except all of us to some degree did, except for the millionaire part. All of us, when we were 21, thought we were somewhat indestructible. This needs to be a grow up fast period for Ezekiel Elliott. This is the wrong time for me to try to defend the Cowboys and say that they're really not any different than the Patriots or the Seahawks, even though they're not. They're really not any different than the Patriots or the Seahawks, but the high profile nature of the Cowboys and the high profile nature of their players means that when an incident like this occurs, it's going to be on the very front and the very top of not just the sports section, but also the news section, which should be all the more incentive to, at some point, just go on home.
So, Mike, is there any reason to believe that, you know, he's going to learn his lesson from this latest incident? Because it doesn't seem like it. There is.
Yeah, in the moment and in the eye of the hurricane, I agree with you. Although, again, I can go to countless athletes and countless talk show hosts and say, you know what, when I think back, I guess I learned my lesson, because now I go home a little earlier. I guess I learned my lesson because now I call Uber. Yeah, I don't think that I'm going to throw, or we should throw, Ezekiel Elliott or almost any other high-profile young person in the trash can because they have a series of, for the most part, isn't criminal behavior, it's dangerously knuckleheaded behavior. Now, this Sunday night incident may tiptoe over that line, but Ezekiel Elliott's biggest problem is an ego-driven desire to stand up in the middle of the club and take his shirt off and show everybody how much fun he's having, and that's not his job. He's getting paid a great deal of money, not to be ready on Friday night, but to be ready on Sunday.
Are Cowboys fans defending this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the same way it's been for 50 years. And it's the same way it's probably in Cleveland for 50 years, in Cleveland for 80 years. There's a certain facet of the public that just says, enough's enough. Throw them all out of town. Why do we even watch football? Why don't we pay all more money to teachers? There's always that facet. And then, yes, there are those who are going to say, and many who have, well, now if he punched a guy because he was defending the honor of a woman, is that different? My argument at this point is, for me and for Ezekiel Elliott, of course, I don't get any bar fights because I know I would lose. So there's a great deal of wisdom in being able to walk away. Zeke could use some wisdom.
How many games do you think he'll get?
Yeah, the Commissioner Goodell has the authority, as we saw with everybody from Tom Brady to Greg Hardy. He can give you no games or he can give you a billion games. King Goodell can do whatever he wants. I think the possibility that it was 0, 1, or 2, that probably just escalated, because that's where we were on Friday day, that he was going to sit in front of the commissioner and quite possibly get scared straight because of the meeting and not get suspended at all. A lot of it's going to have to do with what Ezekiel Elliott says to the NFL now. If, for instance, he really is guilty of having been on that scene and really is guilty of having delivered that punch, and somehow tells the commissioner that, no, it wasn't me, because the league will do its own investigation, and you fibbed to the commissioner, now you're in even greater trouble. Zeke's going to need some real professional legal counseling here on how to try to do this right. Cowboy Nation certainly hopes he gets it.
Mike, do you think his teammates are getting frustrated by him? I mean, I think there's a streak of selfishness there with the whole feed me thing all the time. And I've heard multiple, you know, behind the scenes thing where he's not particularly friendly to, you know, fans and stuff like that. I don't know. I think his teammates care about that. But, you know, what does teammates think about all these things?
Yeah, I think he's an important part of this locker room. He keeps guys loose. And you guys know Zeke. I call him to his face. I say, you're the class clown. And he doesn't like that very much. But I don't mean it as an insult. It's true. He has goofy fun in the locker room, and that's an important component of this team's heart and soul. There are those guys in the locker room, just like in the public. There are guys who are going to be on his side no matter what. And Dez Bryant, for instance, who is the heart and soul of this locker room, you're my brother, and I'm going to protect you till the end, and I'm going to defend you to the end. And that's perfectly fine. But what Zeke needs most of all is not coddling. I think
that's
Zeke
right.
needs legal advice and behavioral advice.
How much of a concern is there? You talk about this guy being the star, and he's 21, 22 years old, and you know, your quarterback there is also a rookie. And you know, last year there was that one point that he was in the club too with the champagne with Zeke. Is there a concern about immaturity? Maybe Zeke dragging guys, one way in terms of the partying scene, as opposed to maybe taking it as serious as they need to.
Yeah, I would do it the other way around. And Dak Prescott, of course, and I've said this around the country and all over Texas, if Ezekiel Elliott is the mayor of McKinney Avenue, then what must his best friend on the team be? And maybe even his best friend in Dallas be? Well, that would make him, that Dak Prescott, mayor pro tem. And the two of them do go out. What Prescott has mastered is something that Emmitt Smith used to do here when he and Michael Irvin would go out. When there was a knock on the front door, Emmitt Smith would sneak out the back door. And Dak Prescott does a good job of that and then getting back to the facility and get to work. Whereas when there was a knock on the front door, Michael Irvin would answer the front door with his shirt off and invite the knocker to come on in. And it was bold and it was brazen. And if you ask Michael today, he would tell you it wasn't very wise.
Dak does a good job, man, because he stays out of the news for the most
part. Though he's going out
a lot. You're saying he is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, Dak goes out the way most of us hope we would or did. There's some point when he goes out, but he goes home.
Right, in
this case, I'm told that on Sunday night at this particular bar, or restaurant, club, that he actually left three times and then kind of circled back in because, gosh almighty, we're just having too much fun.
Yeah. Well.
And, you know, we can say this again. He's not alone here, so I'm not wagging fingers or pointing fingers. But there's a lot of us that instead of lifting one more beer, ought to lift one more weight. I'm on that list.
Agreed. Yeah.
And Ezekiel Elliott is too.
Mike, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, man.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.